Every spring, Kemp Station taps maple trees and produces a few gallons of maple syrup. In March 2026, we're planning a public demonstration project moving beyond the simple sap buckets and sap bags to a modern tubing system for a gravity flow sap collection. This demonstration is designed for the small maple sap operation and is all about maximizing efficiency with minimal costs. Before installing the first piece of tubing, careful planning is essential. The system must accommodate the number of tappable trees and, most importantly, the existing topography. We are fortunate to have the right topography at Kemp Station, with sugar maples growing in and around a natural bowl in the landscape. This is the perfect setup for a simple tubing system. A non-vacuum or gravity flow system is designed for what is called a natural vacuum. This system can develop a natural vacuum as the column of sap fills the lines and slowly moves towards the collection tank, which in turn increases the overall sap yield. The fundamental principle, that is, the tubing must be kept tight, straight, and sloping downhill. Any dips or sags can slow the flow and defeat the purpose of the natural vacuum. The smallest components of our system are called the lateral lines, typically 5/16 inch tubing. These lines run from tree to tree, collecting the sap from the tap holes. For a gravity system, the installation needs to encourage the lines to fill with sap and maintain that liquid column. To achieve this, we are aiming for 10 to 15 taps per lateral line and keeping each line around 150 feet or less in length. A drop line of about 30 inches or longer is used to connect the tap hole on the tree to the lateral line. The length helps spread out the tap holes over the trunk from year to year. Where a natural slope is present, the lateral lines branching off the larger main line should run up the slope from the main line rather than across it. This arrangement is critical as it maximizes the natural vacuum that can be achieved when the 5/16 inch lateral line becomes full. The main lines are the larger conduits that collect sap from multiple lateral lines and transfer it to the collection tank. They are a more permanent part of the sugar bush infrastructure, ranging from a 3/4 to a 2-inch in diameter line. The mainline path is dependent on the location and density of the tappable trees, and it will often flow with the sugar bush's natural surface drainage pattern. It's critical for the mainline to be installed on a fairly consistent grade with absolutely no dips or sags. Mainlines must be supported by a tight wire strung along the path, which prevents sagging. If you've ever put up a wire cattle fence, similar tools are used to install a tight mainline. If the ground is very flat, we gain slope by installing the mainline progressively higher off the ground the further it goes out into the woods, up to a practical working height of about 6 feet. Our topography at Kemp should work well for this mainline demonstration. The final piece of the gravity flow puzzle is the storage tank, the reservoir where the sap ultimately flows. The collection tank must be placed at the lowest practical point in the sugar bush to allow for all the main lines or lateral lines to drain into the tank. In areas with very little or irregular slope, the sugar bush may be divided into multiple compartments requiring the use of several remote tanks, each serving shorter groups of main lines. We only will have one tank at Kemp Station, and we'll use a transfer pump and a portable tank to bring the collected sap to our boiling operation. Watch for our program announcement later this spring. This demonstration project will offer hands-on examples of sap collection and maple syrup processing. A great lesson in applied science, leveraging gravity to turn tree sap into the first sweet harvest of the year. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovey from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.